This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Some people say things don't change. Well, poison hemlock is certainly one that hasn't lost its potency over time. Just like when it was used against Greek philosopher Socrates in 399 BC, it's just as potent now. However, it is becoming more common. This plant is invasive and highly toxic to both humans and livestock. Human deaths have occurred when people mistook poison hemlock for edible plants like wild carrot. Their fern-like leaves and umbrella-like clusters of small white flowers are similar, but poison hemlock is set apart by its purple spots on smooth stems. Another interesting trait is the hollow stem, which can make a fun pea shooter, until it's no longer fun. Wild carrot, also known as Queen Anne's lace, has hairy stems and leaf bases with no purple spots. In this situation, purple on the stem indicates poison hemlock. Hemlock is a biennial plant in the carrot family. As one of the first plants to green up in the spring, it forms a rosette in its first year and then bolts and flowers in the second. It grows over 4 feet tall, and each plant can produce up to 38,000 seeds, and these seeds remain viable up to 3 years in the soil. Mowing is the most prominent way of expansion. We see it commonly on roadsides, fence rows, along creeks, and more in pastures and hay fields. It often begins as a small infestation and quickly expands. For that reason, it's a problem to tackle sooner rather than later. Cattle that ingest poison hemlock will start showing symptoms within 2 hours. Horses can show signs within 30 or 40 minutes. Symptoms include dilated pupils, reduced heart rate, trembling, nervousness, coma, and then fatal respiratory paralysis, all within a few short hours. The good news is livestock won't typically graze hemlock because of its unpalatability, but they will eat it if there's no other forage available, if it's the only thing that's green. It's more dangerous in hay, as it's less identifiable to the animal and gets mixed in with the intentional harvest and can be unavoidable. Poison hemlock is most susceptible to herbicide when it's in the rosette stage. You can use picloram mixed with 2,4-D before it reaches 3 feet tall. Another option is aminopyrrolid metsulfuron before late May. Metsulfuron combined with chlorosulfuron can also be effective. Aminopyrrolid and Rinskor in late winter through early spring would also work if you're on top of a spray program early in the year. Be aware that toxic plants may become more palatable after spraying. Consider excluding animals from affected areas until poison hemlock has melted down. Be sure to read the label on all herbicides and follow grazing restrictions. For more information on weed control, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.